funny.
So we were doing the Angel Foundation, the plane, the super bus, big, and the smart people don't own one.
Well, you own one, you just don't have title to one.
Uh-huh. Because I know the Dubai guys own one, but they don't have title. It must be owned by the Dubai Air.
No, it's owned by the Sheikh Dashaki.
Oh, it is. It's owned right by him.
Well, because he is the monarchy. So they would say that he owns everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So he just becomes the hoo-hoo, but it's no big deal.
Okay, so after I have all of my intersection points, I want to label my tangent, correct?
Do.
I need to place my tangent.
Do.
And I place my tangent, for example, this trade, I want to look out 24 days. Now, ultimately, when I'm calculating this in real time, I'm going to probably have a predetermined amount of days that I'll consistently be looking out for, correct? Like, what's the best way to do it in real time?
Everything. There is no time, so there is no real time.
Okay,
so
well,
you just do it the way you do it, and that'll be fine.
Okay, so, well, the start of this one is the date is July the 4th. Is the where the pound Swiss close is coming from, the number. And I'd like to see where it got to on the August 2nd. Okay, so like a month.
Okay.
Now, should I be using, I know I've asked this before, but should I be using the amount of times, the amount of trading days or the amount of true days from July 4th to August
7th? We already said that. It is the number of days, because
days,
whether
okay.
they're traded or not, they're still days.
Okay, great. So I count the 2nd as day 1 or the 3rd as the first day? Because it's the close of July the 4th. Sorry. It's the close
well,
of July
you answered
the
your own thing. If
yeah.
it's the close of July, what did you say, the 4th?
The 4th. The 5th is the first day.
Then if it's the close of business of the 4th, it would have the 5th would be the first day.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
And you see why that's significant, because that's where it kicks in with your Maybank rates, you know, your day ahead rate business.
Yes. So 29 days.
Because if you didn't get that right, you might defeat your day ahead position.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in Asia, that would be July the 6th value rate from then, or August the 4th.
Yeah, maybe we should. Is today the 4th? Let's just do a full month, the 4th to the 4th, because today is, but it hasn't closed. Does that matter? No, that doesn't.
It does. That would be an intraday trade.
Oh, because today hasn't closed.
That's right.
Okay, so
see,
let's
and these are the
second.
Now do you see where you're honing and redefining the bill of
yep.
particulars? Now, all those things were important, but not when you were still trying to calculate amplitude. You see?
29. Yeah, exactly. Now that we got mm-hmm. the amplitude over, there's other things to focus on as well.
Well that you're defining.
That, yeah.
You're defining.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 29 days from the 4th to the 2nd, July 4th to August the 2nd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Okay, 29 to the 2nd. To August 02, 2011. Okay. So I need to set my tangent 29 days out from the y-axis, correct? Now, I could make it so, let me just think how I'm exactly going to do that, because the C is only 13 blocks over, 13.5 blocks over.
Okay.
Now, is that a problem?
No. To make that real easy, we'd say make each block be
2 days.
Oh, well, 3 days. Because if you only got 13, and then now you've got the position of off just a little bit. So
yeah,
it would
but
be,
not, it'll still land. Unless it lands right on an intersection point, I'm good.
Well, it won't matter even if it does.
But then you'd have to get really precise with it.
Well, you got to be really precise with it anyway. So exactly, you're going to fall. You have 29 days, and if each block is 3 days, you're going to be 9 2/3 day.
Yes.
So you got to go over 9 2/3 exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I mean, we aren't telling you smack. We were just being clear. We didn't mean to be forward. We weren't. We would not be accused of actually telling you something, Nelson.
No, I know. Someone live by trains? Is that Bob?
Oh, yes. There's a big railroad in Hawaii.
Oh, right by Bob. My father would love that. He's a train buff. Okay, so now we
no,
got
no, there's not a railroad in all of Hawaii.
Is there? There's not?
No, it's ridiculous.
Oh. So it's you.
Too much seismic stuff.
So you're
we're
you
everywhere.
By a train?
Yeah, JW has a train come by. If you listen to Cash Flow, you usually hear it during the 3 hours at some point.
Oh, interesting.
You also hear its clocks bonging. The big grandfather clocks.
Okay, so now that I've got my tangent, I need to... First, let's focus on the A's, okay? So I need to take times the X by the Y, correct?
Oh, now wait, be clear what you're asking. The X times the Y, be clear for the answer.
I need to, okay, in this stage, now that I've got the tangent and I've got all the intersection points,
okay.
Let me just read what I have written down just for the... Okay, so multiply the X and Y coordinates of the A intersection points that land in the triangle.
There you go. That's what we were waiting on. Yes, very good.
Okay, and then divide that number by the number of intersection points between the A, B, and B1, A1 tangent. Okay.
And
so
if it's negative, then?
If it's negative, then it needs to...
be inverted.
It needs to be inverted if it's negative.
Yeah, remember?
Take the answers from the two separate processes above and divide A over B. Okay,
no,
let me
now
just
you're
go.
Confusing. You're confusing
yeah.
that point now. If you multiply the inside the triangle of A, and it's
yeah.
a negative number,
yeah.
then it becomes divided by, or divisible in 2.
Oh,
that's what you got to decide
number.
If it's plus or minus.
Okay,
and
so
your
if
inside,
it's a
of course,
number.
Would be minus, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay, so if it's a negative number... And, okay, so there are 5 A intersection points in total. One of those 5 lands
whoa,
in
whoa,
the
whoa,
triangle.
Whoa, 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 5 tops and bottom, including the inside
yes.
the triangle? Okay, good.
Yes.
Very good.
So I would take...
So
if
you
it
would
was
divide a, you would divide your negative number into the 5, wouldn't you?
Okay, so the intersection point that lands in the triangle is included in
yes.
the amount you divide by.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because it lands in between the AB. Oh, you know what?
Okay.
I take that back, sorry. The tangent, there's 3 of them inside the tangent, to the left
good.
Of the tangent.
Good, okay, good, 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 good.
Okay, so what I do is I take x and times it by y, correct, for that coordinate, for the one that landed in the triangle?
Yep.
Okay, so 5.01824 times -6.78725 equals -34.0599742. Okay. So, a negative number. So, there are three intersections in total for A that landed to the left of the B1A1 tangent.
Okay.
So, I take...
If that's the case, then you would take your 3 and divide it by your negative number, would you not?
Yes. Okay, so now I go 3 divided by... divided by -34.0599742. Okay, so 3 divided by -34.0599742 equals negative. Now, it should be a negative, correct?
Well, because it's a negative position,
okay,
isn't right. it?
Equals, yes, it is, -0.8807993. Wow, this is getting exciting.
Because look at your positions now. Look at your positions. Now, just at a glance, you're starting to have something that's going to be then worked into your B point, but you see what a small variable you are into?
Yeah.
And when you then reset the x-axis, you could literally take that a calculation and see that it's going to be relatively close your original A value, remember?
Yes.
So it's the first time you've got an attributable, workable number that you can see, you know, that it's not 200 million or something crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let me just write down. I forgot to write down the intersection point for B.
That's all right. He saved a space for it.
Yeah, I did. 7.53749 5, and y equals -5.161880. Okay, so that I times by each other as well. You know what? Let me just look at that again and make sure I didn't write it down incorrect. 7.53749 5, -5.161880. Okay, good. Okay, now I go back to my calculator, and I go 7.53749 5 times -5.161880 equals -38. Oh, it's interesting. It's very close to the other one. -38.9.
Now look at that now. Okay.
What?
You justified your angles. You know your angles are on.
Yeah.
You've worked out your difference in amplitude.
Yeah.
That's not odd. just pay close attention to your pluses and minuses.
Well, yeah, they're both minus.
Well, look at that close.
Is there something that I screwed up, is what you're saying?
No, baby, we're just saying if you, from your B, when you plot your B amplitudes inside the triangle would be pluses, would they not?
The amplitude that landed in the triangle from B was a negative.
Okay, work it out.
Well, that's, yeah, now why, this B is 0.96098. That's the price up the y-axis.
Yes.
And C is 1.35357 down the x-axis. So,
well, okay, on the x-axis to the
on
right.
On the x-axis. So it creates a triangle that is pretty thin and extends from it's pretty well going top left to bottom right. Like it's, well, you can see it.
Sure. And it's fine, but we made a comment and we noted that you came up with a minus calculation on your B. And we say, okay, but if there's ever a question, if there is a question, that's where you would look. Put your little dot by that calculation, because that may be where you look if you're a bit afoot.
The amplitude is set, and the center of the toilet paper roll is B, correct?
Yes.
So, if the center is B, and all of the intersection points that land on the top, like on the that intersect at a positive,
the P,
are all above the A point of the triangle.
Well, see, that's where it's kind of odd. If you're plotting the points inside the triangle, and you're plotting the points, especially with the peak, you're going over and up, are you not?
Yes.
And so our question is you're getting a minus specifically if you're plotting your points and it's over 2 and up 4, you're getting that as a negative, and we don't get the negative that you're getting from B.
Oh, it's a negative relative to B.
And
it's below if B.
You're
but it's a positive relative to.
Right. Yeah, because your peaks and troughs are your peaks and trough. If they're above the imaginary bottom of the box, then they'd have to be positive.
Okay, let's just go over this again. The top of the box. These are all below.
You're plotting. Well, that's right. So there you've got you fouled out somewhere. You have a circle. You have a toilet paper tube, and you have the size, the amplitude. All right. You're taking the sine wave of an amount and a cosine of a wave out of an amount, and those peaks and troughs would have to be contained within that tube laid sideways, with the center of the toilet paper tube being the bottom of the box, the imaginary line of B. Well, if it's in the peaks, if the intersection points that fall inside the triangle are at the peaks, we don't get how you're getting a negative number.
they're not. The intersection points that are falling in the triangle are at the troughs.
Well, then we have another question.
Okay.
If you have a straight line drawn from B straight over to the second tangent.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saying then that none of them are peaks.
Oh, no. If I've got a... Okay, 1 second. If I've got a straight line drawn from B to the second, to the tangent.
Yes.
Okay. There are many B intersection points that... There are four intersection points that land above that line.
Yes.
And three that land below.
Okay. And you're saying that... okay, very good. And the ones, and you're saying that the ones that land inside the triangle are below the B line?
Yes, the one that landed inside the triangle is below.
It's very close to C then, correct?
Yes, exactly. It's the closest to C.
Okay, 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 okay. That's the reason we said, okay, work it out. But if there's a question, that's where your question comes to from the way you've triangulated it out. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So you've got a large negative number that's going to be divided by a – oh, I'm sorry. You have a negative number that's going to be either divided or divided by a negative number, which, of course, is going to give you a positive, right?
Yes.
Good. So okay, fine.
38.9.
So let's work it out. But if there's a question, it's going to, so far, it's going to be at B. But that's okay. No problem. Because you're still
okay,
going to be our...
But
it's just your little pinpoint.
But that makes a full circle. That brings us full circle back to why is the B amplitude... Like, right now... The B
when you took the right justification out of the triangle and you checked your angles, it
yeah.
is inclusive of any shape or size of triangle. Okay? So it is very possible for that necessarily to be the necessary case. No problem. But that's where you want to pay attention as you go. So you know if you're getting too far out as you go, you'll check it then and not complete the entire formulation and go, well, it went up $9 million in 29 days. Interesting. See? So it's just your little compass or you're doing an EKG checking for tachycardia. And you're still going to be fine because you got a minus number that's either you're dividing – you have a fraction, two negative integers of a fraction, which will end up with a positive. Okay, fine. And it may
okay,
very
so
well
me,
be fine.
So,
but,
okay,
which,
so I might as well just continue through it. Let's continue through it.
Right, and it's not a problem. This is why we ask you to look at it, because then you go, like you said, okay, now wait a second. So my only intersection point is in below the B line? Wow, okay. But you see how you're taking the bottom of the box and it goes through C, which would actually be below the potential new X. And that's because that future value, the new tangent, is predicated on what the new X-axis is. So this can clean itself up, but this is where you want to pay attention as you go and you glance and you look at it and go, yep, okay, I'm going to be okay. Yep, I'm okay. And then you'll know, so you don't get these aberrated answers that are just all over the place.
Okay, so I'll
showing you how to check
okay.
your work as you go.
We're out of time, Ava.
Yeah, unless you want to go another hour, we've well over an hour. That's including, you know, or not including
the
it broke, the 10-minute fuck-up.
Okay, can I go a half an hour?
No, we don't do that. No.
But you've got enough. You've got enough there, Nelson. Just
yeah,
continue working as you go.
Part of it. We still have to hit
hurry,
the Maybank
hurry,
part
go with it. Run. Yeah.
No, that's it. What you can do is go another hour, Nelson, or not. Do it next time. Like you've gone way over. I'm always giving you an hour and 20 minutes in that anyways, hour and 30 minutes.
I have that. Okay, so I might as well do another hour.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so so now I have to take this and I do the same division to this as I did to the top one because it's negative. Not the same, but I take
well,
all
now,
of the beats.
Maybe. Now that's the don't make it a non sequitur there. It likely is, but you have to look at it. You've got your A, and you're working on your B, right?
Right.
And your B value is?
My B value is, well, so far, the when I times the coordinates of the B value that landed in the triangle,
uh-huh.
I got negative 38.9076447.
Okay, very good. And then your total number of intersection points between the two tangents?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So are you going to divide it by it or divide it into it?
I'm going to divide it. I'm going to go 7 divided by negative 38.9076447.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Good. Well, that's just do it. Do it. Because, see, we want to get
so
you
far
to
I have written in all of my notes, if it were a positive number,
right.
I would divide it by 7.
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
So
but
good.
Since it's a negative number, I go 7 divided by it.
Yes. Try that. And then go ahead. Because, see, we've done theory. Now we're starting to apply theory into what really is, and that's the point.
You were saying this equation has been in existence forever? I guess it has, yeah.
It was before time. Time is very young, comparatively.
Okay, negative 0.17991323.
Now that's an interesting number, isn't it? So
yes.
Now you're going to have A over B or B over A?
I'm going to have A over B.
Do it and see what you get.
Let me just A, B. So A over B equals. So I've got to go 0.08807993 negative divided by 0.17991323 negative equals 0.48956894.
And that's positive.
Positive.
Okay. Now just so you can, now you're cheating here. This is cheating. You with me?
Okay, in what way?
We're going to tell you something to do that's cheating.
Oh, okay.
But this is just a little checkpoint to save you a lot of grief, maybe. Okay. On July the 5th, your A value was?
On the close of July the 4th, the A value was 1.36132.
You got that written down?
Yes.
Okay. Now, look at your value of what is your price on August the 2nd. Is that what you did it from or before?
That's
or whatever
what, that's what we're ending at.
Yes, and what's that price?
Okay. 1.24833.
Okay, subtract it.
1.36132 minus 1.24833 equals 0.11299.
Okay, and what do you have now for your AB?
0.48956894.
Okay, so. You're depending on what your Maybank rate is, which shouldn't affect that tremendously, and depending on what your x-axis turns out to be, you could be very close to that new plot point, could you not?
Yeah, you could be.
Well, now, wait now. You've gotten this damn far, and that's what we say. This is cheating. This is cheating.
Yes,
this is
you
not
don't
the way
know
you
the,
do it.
It's, you could only do this in history.
Okay, that's right. That's right. All right. But so you have to even be careful there because history keeps changing, too.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to perfect your work. See, we're trying to show you. We're looking at the picture to see if you're a good painter or not. It really has nothing to do with the paint. Okay. All right. So you are the difference between your A and your A2 is exactly.
Oh, the difference between, I have to write them out again. I have to add them up again. I mean, I have to subtract again. One second.
You should always write it down for your notes, because otherwise you're going to go back to this and go, what was I doing?
Okay, minus 1.
Okay, so that means that the price is going to go down.
Yeah.
10 cents, or is that what you got it at?
Yeah, minus 0.11299. Price is
so down 11 cents. Okay.
Yeah.
So you now know the scope by which your x-axis will affect. Now you still haven't divided by your Maybank rate, but that shouldn't move it hugely. Got that?
Yep. So my next order of business is to divide it by the Maybank rate.
I say save that. I say work on your x-axis. But now you do it any way you want to. But
I'm going to take your advice.
Go with that. Just to make sure there's nothing queer. Good.
Okay, so now in order to get my x-axis shift, I need to find I know the amplitude of C. I need to actually go sine C, cos C.
Yes.
Sine to the negative 1 C, cos to the negative 1 C. So they have to flip.
Right.
The troughs need to be the peaks, and the peaks need to be the troughs.
It's the direction that you're going to. Minus sine minus cosine means that the wavelength goes the opposite direction towards your original tangent, right?
Yes.
Good.
Like when I do the equation, I just times the whole thing by negative 1.
Okay, whatever you want to do it.
Wait, and that does the correct. Like when I do this equation, what I do to it is basically that it flips upside down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want, right? And then
well,
we look to the
it,
left
that,
of
you,
the.
You're laying the toilet paper holder the opposite direction. Is what you're doing.
Yes. So you
and
just
if you're
can't
saying
look
that
to
inverts
the,
your peaks and troughs.
Oh no, it doesn't.
It doesn't. No, it just makes them
okay,
go the different
just,
direction.
Okay, you just when you say. When you say sine to the negative 1, you just mean you start looking towards the left of the y-axis.
No, it would be just, no, it would be, okay, if you have a minus sine and a minus cosine, your minus 1 would start one block to the right of your C.
Okay.
Value.
Okay.
Instead of to the left, remember, because you're going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is confusing, and that's the reason we ask you to clarify that, because you're talking about a mirrored image, but it doesn't, because you can't have a mirrored image and go a different direction.
No, you can't.
You see, because it would catch itself sooner or later. So you're all right. Ain't nobody hurt. Let's go ahead.
Okay, so now I can use the same
amplitude. Well, you checked it, and you know it is, so you can.
Yeah.
That's how you can make that statement good.
Yes. And then C, the angle is 9.79035X. So this is the cos. Oh, now I need to go times negative 1, or let me just do it without the negative 1 right now, and then I'll just take a look at it, and just I need to gauge the difference.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, so now 9.79035. Okay, so let me just look at these. Okay, so when I look to the... Okay, so the sine wave... right now starts at the y-axis, and the cos wave starts one behind the y-axis, correct?
One to the right of it, if it's minus, yes.
Oh, okay, one to the right of it if it's minus. Okay, so I have to minus this. So I can take the equation, do the whole thing times negative 1. That's the same thing, correct?
Work it out.
Okay, so now the first intersection point now is... Oh, well, 1 second. I'm looking to the right. No, I should be looking to the left, correct? Of the y-axis.
Of your... Of the... Who, no, it's left of the... It would be left of the C. Your sine cosine wave starts at C and goes toward your y-axis.
Yes, no. I'm saying the y-axis on my graphing calculator.
Oh, we don't know about that shit. We don't... We not... You know, yeah, whatever. We don't... We don't see chip body.
Okay, so when I do, but for example, when you graph a sine wave, you do it off of a x and y axis.
Yeah,
that x and y axis is centered on C.
Yes, that's
this,
correct.
Right?
Yes,
so,
very good. Now, good.
So should the first to the left of C... Should the first intersection point be a peak or a trough?
Well, that depends. That's the very question that you asked from the start. If it's a mirrored image, okay. Let's do it this way. If you had the toilet paper tube,
yeah,
and it was a sine cosine, you'd know the answer to that question, right?
If it wasn't a sine cosine to the negative 1, you're saying?
Right. If it wasn't a minus sine minus cosine.
Yes, I would know the answer to that.
Okay. So if it's minus, all you're doing is changing the direction. So it should be the same minus sine minus cosine. You're just starting a minus 1 to the right of your C, one block over from your C, going to the opposite direction. So then you'd plot your wave just as you did otherwise. So it wouldn't be a mirrored image. So if your peak would be your first intersection point, then the peak would also be the same intersection point on your minus sine minus cosine, will it not?
If I take away the minus 1 at the end of this equation, then let me just go through that again. If I remove the minus 1 at the end of this equation, the first intersection point to the left of the y-axis, or to the left of C,
yes,
is a trough. But
okay,
if I put the minus 1 back at the end of the equation, the first intersection point to the left of C will be a peak.
Well, that's your sine and cosine waves, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, it's what the minus 1 does to the equation. It flips
the minus
it.
1 changes, it doesn't flip it. The minus 1 changes its direction.
Oh, okay, and that's what flips, and that's why relative to the y-axis it starts off differently.
Right, and see, that's why you're
okay.
That's why your looky
that's,
box
okay.
is, that's why the looky box is slipping one in on you, because the looky
yeah.
box is changing the direction and inverting it.
Okay, so now it's changing the direction, and it's a sine wave going to the left.
Exactly. Very good.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So the first intersection point.
But now, you see how we let you swim in that just a little bit? Because
yeah,
by letting you swim in it just a little bit, you now know, and if it comes up again, and it's an aggregate or a variable of that, you'll know the answer, you see.
Well, this is interesting now. The first intersection point is minus 13.7 to the left of C. But that is larger than C itself. Does that matter?
It does. How can you have an amplitude outside of your amplitude?
Oh, no. On the X, not on the Y. The X.
Good. Okay. On your X. So
it's negative 13.7 to the left.
So you're saying on the x-axis it's greater than your entire equation?
It's greater than.
Well, then you have an amplitude problem, don't you? The amplitude is where the peaks and troughs occur, and that's a set. It's a small toilet paper holder or a large. You
the
can't
amplitude
have
is 6.7.
But you
the amplitude is 6.7.
Okay. So your value of C is?
My value of C right now, the value of the euro odd is 1.35357. The angle,
okay.
C, the angle of C is 9.79035.
Okay. So, just for a second, what would be the, not the minus, what would be the sine wave, not the minus sine wave, what would be the sine wave of that calculation?
Okay, let me just remove this.
Do you see what we're doing with this? We're going to say, well, if that's the case, then it should be the same if it's a sine wave. Because the minus sign would just be the opposite direction. Do you concur?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So now it's a sine wave. And the first intersection point is 4.5.
Well, somebody's
something's
dick just
wrong.
Got wet, didn't they?
Yeah, because it should be 4.5, but on the left of the
Very good. See how the you see how the looky box will screw with you?
Yeah.
Do you see? And there's no way we could ever get you there otherwise. But because you're being literal and writing it down to have a juxtaposable position, you can go, oh, wait, that can't be. That's improbable. Improbable. We didn't say impossible. We said improbable. And that's the reason we said, well, if that's the case, see, there's your test as you're going along. If you know you're going to leave the page with the first peak or trough in a sine or cosine wave within a perspective where you know what the amplitude is, it's kind of like, well, now, wait a second. If my toilet paper holder is not larger than the page that I'm working in, something must be afoot. And that's where we say we test it as you go. Then if you're like just like this, if something's way queer off, you don't just go with it and say, well, that's what crazy non-physical told me to do. Go check it as you go, and that's how you take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, so let me
good
try
save.
This.
Good save.
Yeah, that was a good save.
See, we've been playing with Bob so long. When we straighten him out on something, we have to make it be that it was his idea or it's no good. So that's all right. And at the end of the day, all is well, because we don't require to win. We'd much rather be happy than right.
If I use arc sine, like A sine, the inverse.
Okay.
Can
if
I,
you did,
like,
then?
I'm looking for the sine to the negative 1 is inverse sine, correct? A sine, is that what they sometimes call it?
Well, you're asking us a looky box question, and we don't do those.
Yeah. Okay, so is there any way that I can use the sine wave and just sort of flip it?
But... Well, the obvious is yes. The obvious is yes, but you're using the word flip it, meaning invert it. And that's obviously not the case, because when you inverted it, you ended up with your first intersection point in another country.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, right now. Oh, what did I do here? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Now that's 13. Now that's 4. Sine. Oh, it's because that's negative 1.
Right. You're double negativing it. You're changing direction and sending it a different direction.
Do I just have
crazy.
To make one of them negative 1 at the end?
No. Yes. Well, no. No, no, no. Now, wait now. If it's minus sine minus cosine, do you get that? Describe that function.
I don't know. I know that that's an easy thing. I don't know why I can't enter that properly in this equation. Minus
sine. It's because you're using a looky box to tell you something instead of plotting.
Minus sine minus cosine. What does that do to the waves? Is the question.
Changes its geographic direction.
It changes its direction. So instead of, yeah, that would mean instead of starting going to the right. So instead of sine starting at the middle and going up to the right, it would be starting at the middle and going up to the left. Right? Relative
yes,
to the
there's more words to say, but we don't want to screw up a good thing. You're doing good. Just do that. Because see, we could say a bunch more words in confusion. That's not what we're trying to do here. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. So why the hell? Yeah, the negative 1 at the end of these equations is not doing what I need to do.
Correct.
It's just flipping it. It's flipping it. It's
right.
Not actually starting it in a new direction.
That's correct.
Okay, so let me just right now, the only thing different between the sine to the negative 1 and the cos to the negative 1 is my y's aren't going to change, just my x's will change. Instead of being positive, all my x's are going to be negative.
Right.
Okay, so can I just use the, right now, because I don't know how to make the proper wave, can I just use a standard sine wave and a standard cos wave and just supplement that negative into what's going on?
Let's try it.
Okay, so let me try that first. So the first
The obvious answer is no, but we're not going to say no. We're going to say try it. And there may be a very simple way to achieve that very thing so that your head can get what you're saying. So it makes no difference what you said, and it makes no difference what we said. We'd say work it, try it, work it out, and if you get it to the thousandth point of your price, you'll know the answer to your question. You see?
Okay, so the first point falls outside of the triangle, over 4.6 and up 6.7.
Okay.
Well, let me just double check that. 1, 2, 3, 4.6. Of 6.7. So that falls outside of the triangle. Now, the next one is at negative 22. Are you kidding? That's the next one? Negative 22 and 6.7. Oh, no,
You're past your first tangent then, aren't you?
And I'm already past my first tangent.
So you're done.
Yeah, so I'm done. So the only one that lands, okay, so it's, so now what number am I interested in?
Well, you have no peaks and you have no troughs. You only had one point inside the triangle. Was it a peak or a trough?
It was a peak. One point landed inside the tangent. One point landed inside the
And so that point that landed exactly is geographically located.
Relative to C or relative to the
graph.
Y-axis? Relative to the graph. Oh,
because that's your new x-axis. That's what you're trying to calculate, baby.
Okay, that point is over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
What do you mean
9.
Over? You mean up
to
or
the
down?
Right of...
What do you mean? It's no.
Oh,
this
I just
is your
need
new
the,
XX.
Oh, yeah,
no.
I just need the... Okay, 6.787235.
So you're saying by your computation that the x-axis is going to go up 7 points, 7 blocks?
The x-axis. Oh, wait one second. Wait one second.
Yeah. We will.
No, down.
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 Well, now wait a second. How could it be down if your only point that intersected was inside the triangle? Inside the triangle from C is going to have to be up, isn't it?
Yes, but it doesn't intersect inside the triangle.
Okay, so nothing intersects inside the triangle, correct?
No, not of C.
So then the x-axis doesn't move.
Oh, okay.
Now that was sly. Oh, okay, no. Remember, if you have more peaks inside... Then that's your new x-axis. If you have new troughs, then the x-axis is below it. If they're the same, you divide the center.
Yeah.
Well, you have none of either. So that means there's no change in the horizon, the mystery landscape of your future tangent of A2, B2.
But the one of the C intersection points landed within between the two tangents.
Great.
just not in the triangle.
Great. Okay. Was it a peak or a trough?
It was.
From C or from X.
I'm just trying to think of it because I'm trying to. Okay, right now I'm looking at the sine and cosine, not negative 1. Okay?
Okay. Okay. No, negative 1, Nelson. You're oversmarting this.
Okay.
The minus sine minus cosine just means the direction. It doesn't mean a negative value for the wave. The negative just gives a direction.
Okay, so if right now this sine wave, the first intersection point is a peak. Okay?
Good. A peak means it's above the x-axis.
Yes.
The old x-axis. That's right. And that's between your two tangents.
But would that stay the same if it was sine and cos to the negative 1?
Yes, it should. Well, we say yes, but we say you to prove that.
It would just be on the left side of the y-axis.
Yes. Because isn't that what the minus and the plus and the stuff works out within the quadrants of graphing?
Yes. Yeah. It just shifts it. It shifts it to the opposite side.
Because minus of a, if you have a minus value for y, it's to the left of y. If it's a plus number, it's to the right of y, isn't it?
Yes.
That's how you graph that. Good. See, you're just making it. You're making it precise, but you're making it complicated. And that's all right, because we like you to overthink it, because then you can see how ridiculous it was, and then it makes it much easier. So that's fine. Do your regretting in advance. That's good.
Okay, so it's minus 4.5, minus 4.596 to the left of C.
And that's a sine cosine intersection point.
Yes.
Okay. And that does not fall inside the triangle at all.
No.
So therefore, your calculations would be accurate to say that your x-axis doesn't change.
Okay.
So now, since you now know your x-axis doesn't change, and you know what your future A2 value is supposed to be, now you know the answer you're trying to achieve. So now you have another little thing to put it, another little feather to put in your bonnet, don't you?
The Maybank rate.
Well, exactly, but you also know the answer that you're to get to know that you've hit the home run.
Yes, but
and that answer is 1.24.
Hold on a second. The A2 answer should be the new price, not the change in price, correct?
That's the new price. That's what it does. That's right.
The answer should be 1.24833. So I need to now see what the Maybank rate gives me.
That's correct. Now your A over B value was
0.48956894.
Okay. So
the Maybank rate a 12-month.
Just a second now. Now, before you jump into that far down the rabbit hole, just look at this now. If you know that your answer that you're trying to get to is 1.24833.
Yeah.
Right?
Let me write that down. 1.24833, yeah.
And you know that your other point, make sure we got your numbers, because these are your numbers, was 0.48956894.
Yes.
All right. If that's where you got to get, and you got to arrive at 1.24833.
Yeah.
Now look at that. You got 0.48 and you got 1.2. So you're looking at that and you're kind of going, okay, well, if it was 1.2 and 0.4, that would end up being about 3. And if I got that as an equation, that would put me on the money. I'm saying look at it from the perspective of how you get there, and that'll be so valuable with other aspects where you're using it, not doing it from the standpoint of knowing the answer in advance.
Uh-huh.
You remember back in collegiate work where they'd give you a problem, they'd give you the answer, and then say, now show your work?
Yeah.
And you go, crap, I don't know how to get there from there, from there, from there. Well, that's what we're talking about, okay? So now you have this in your knowing. So now let's do it 1.2. Let's just play with this a second. Let's say you did it at 1.24. And then you move this out 3 points. And you had, if you move it 2 points, you'd have 48.9. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at that just a second, you kind of go, now I'm off just a little bit here. But now you got to divide this number by your Maybank rate. That's your trebler.
Yeah.
So at a glance, see, we're trying to do theory with you here to get you there. You see what we're doing, do you not?
Yes.
Okay. So looking at
work,
those ratioed
use,
if
to work backwards.
Well, but then you'll know, see, because you'll know. Okay, but it's just at a glance, because this is a way to tell, just sort of at a glance, if you fucked up C or not. Now, we've kind of worked out that you haven't, but you shouldn't know that yet. But if you have this knowing, it sure will come in beneficial handy to sort of as you're going. That's why we're saying once you get comfortable with the what-ifs, if you get comfortable with the what-ifs, you can do this in 15 minutes. Just knock them dead. Bam, 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 bam. Because you kind of gauge as you go. The point or the ability or capacity to, quote, do this in your mind is only predicated by how you sort it and separate it out. That's how multiplication tables work. If you can see it as 6 sets with 8 in them, you don't have to count them. You know there's 48. It's the same mind calculating, but you're grouping it differently. Each step of the way of this, if you get this, you'll be able to group it and at a glance kind of go, okay, yep. Just like if you pulled a minus sine cosine wave and it went to the right of your C, you'd know pretty quick something was afoot.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, now let's go with your Maybank rate.
Okay, so.
Now, you see, this is getting so exciting.
I know. I'm excited, too. I'm excited to see what's going on. 3.15 is the return for 12 months. A 12-month fixed deposit rate is
3.15. 3.15. Now, isn't that interesting? If you moved the decimal point one place, how many times would 4... go into 12?
How many? 3.
Isn't it interesting that your rate is 3.15?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, okay, okay. But now you're not there yet, but that's another little point. That's another little point where you kind of go, okay, but you see, you're so now you're starting to see a plottable A2 that'll get you really, really, really close. Maybe not exact, but really close to 1.24833.
Uh-huh.
And if your calculations got you relatively close to 1.24833,
you're golden.
You're pretty. You'd fuck them up. You'd fuck them out of a pip, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. You know. I mean, you really don't care. If you could project within the nearest 20, you'd be set.
Precisely. But see, you're going to the extreme, and we're okay. Now, look, all these big fractional numbers are decimal numbers. Because you've worked on ratio and perspective, we don't care if you have a million.
Mm-hmm.
See, it makes no difference to us. Once you got the issue hooked about the ratio and perspective, as long as you don't bring those fraction points into your angles and your plot points and your graphing and your capacity, it doesn't make any difference. It's just a bunch of damn numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Now, this is a one-month position, 29 days. So
yes.
Should I be using the one-month Maybank rate? It's 3%.
Most certainly. Well, 1 month minus a day.
Yes, but the rate, this says rate and then percent per annum in brackets, percent
uh-huh.
P dot A dot.
Uh-huh.
So, that
so that's
is
your annual rate.
Annual rate at a monthly basis.
No, it's not at a monthly basis. That's an annual rate, period. That's
okay.
The rate that they pay. And if you do it, and here's how this, is it a yield or an APR?
Revised.
Because, see, you know the difference between a yield. If you're yield, that means the interest and the interest and the interest and the interest gets you to that amount of money. An APR
oh, okay.
is just the annual percentage rate, which would
okay.
gain as you go. But
thank
the yield,
you.
Of course, would be a bit greater, wouldn't it?
This is an account that earns you interest at an agreed rate based on the sum of money deposited. Minimum investment, RM. What's RM stand for? RM 5,000 1 month. RM 1,000 2 months and above.
That's the type of money.
Oh, okay. The type of currency. Okay, so this is, it just says rate percent per annum. So I assume that, like, what is the difference between, what's the tenure?
Well, tenure,
under tenure,
you're asking
like
as a rate or as a definition or an application?
Well, they've got it listed tenure. Under the word tenure, they have 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
Tenure means how long you keep your money in.
Okay. So this is basically when they say the tenure is 1 month and then they give a rate per annum, it's basically 3 divided by 12 is your return
uh-huh.
for that month.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I probably
now,
be more accurate.
If that works, now you're assuming, but if the calculation that you achieve based on your assumption hits you on the mark, the answer is yes. If you don't, then you know it would be necessary for you to investigate a little further, Mr. Corso.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I take that.
That wasn't a very good Frida, was it?
I mean, it was. It's a movie reference, right?
Frida from the Nine Gates.
I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that.
You gotta watch the Nine Gates.
Nine Gates.
The Ninth.
Okay,
gate.
Well, I take this Maybank rate. And I have
okay.
to divide it by 12, I guess. Correct? Or do I just take
okay.
the 3%?
No, it's not 3%. If you take $100,000 and you put it in their bank for a month, they're not going to give you 3.15%, are they?
No.
Well, then,
so I
well.
Need to go 3 divided by 12 equals 0.25.
No, it is not.
3 divided by 12.
It was, you said it was 3.15.
That's for the 12-month tenure. Oh, maybe I should use that one.
Well, no, whoa, that's new information. Slow down. 3.15 is tenure. That would be your yield.
Yeah, 3.15 is the percent rate of percent per annum on the 12-month 10-year fixed deposit.
Right. So what is it on a 1 month?
3% per annum.
Well, damn. Okay, then you're going to have to try it with at the 0.25, but we think you're off. But go at it at the 0.25.
Well, if I use the 3, I've got to go 3 divided by 12 equals 0.25, and then take that and divide it by 0.4895 6894 equals 0.51065331. So what's up with that?
You got it upside down.
I've got which upside down? Oh, should I be dividing into the Maybank rate?
Yeah, but you're off because you're getting 1.9582757576. So you're still off.
1. Wait, should this be then added to the answer of A over B?
No.
No, this should be the A2 answer. Correct?
Just a minute.
Okay, no problem.
You're off on both accounts. Your Maybank rate is off.
The Maybank rate is off.
Yes, and it's off by 1 point. You got a pencil?
Yes.
Your rate is, well, your answer, it's affecting your answer. Based on those rates, your answers, your A2 is coming out to 1.0723719 5234. See, we do decimals too. That's what
that
your Maybank rate is getting.
That's what my Maybank rate is getting.
And you're trying to achieve, if we understand it, 1.24833, correct?
Yes, yes.
So now it tells you precisely how far you're off.
Right now, the answer I'm getting with the Maybank rate is 0.51065331.
Right. But what you're off is a difference by 17 basis points. The difference is 0.175958047666. So for that being the case, that tells you that you're basically 20 points off. So look at your Maybank rate again. Let's do it this way. Let's take your APR, 1 year tenure, right?
Yes. Yes.
And let's divide it by 365 or 364 days. How many days are there this year?
That's a good question. Let me just do a Google search. Days in 2011. Non-leap year, 365.
Okay, so that means that your daily rate would be 0.008630133698, approximately?
Yes, approximately.
Okay. And then you got 29 days, right?
Yes. Times 29.
Now you get a number of 0.25027397242, approximately?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you suggesting that you take 0.48956894 and divide it by 0.25027397242, or are you saying 0.25027397242 should be divided into or by 0.48956894? Which way you want?
Yes, the latter.
So you're saying
Maybank rate divided by the positive number.
Well, they're both positive numbers.
No, but you said if the number is negative, you divide it by the Maybank rate, and if the number is positive, you divide. Oh no, if it's negative, you divide it into the Maybank rate, and if it's positive, you divide it. You divide the Maybank rate by the number.
Mm-hmm. So if you do it the way you just said it, you get 0.511212933.
0.4895. 1 second. 6894 equals 0.511212930711535.
No, 0.33. Get you a new lucky box.
Point
so let's do it the other way then.
Yeah, let's try it the other way. Okay, so 0.48956894 divided by, what was that Maybank rate number?
Oh, 0.25027397242, approximately.
0.25027397242.
1.956. All right. Okay. Now, all right. Now, give me that. Do that number again. 1.95613205505. Interesting. Okay, now, because you got the answer here. So you got 1.9561320, right?
Yes.
And the correct, accurate answer is, if you subtract it, is 1.24833.
Yes.
So your point, get write this down, 0.707802 off.
Yes.
Now this is getting interesting. 0.707802. Now you know the answer. Okay, and that's the difference from one way. Now, what was the difference that you had from the other way, Nelson?
Okay, so the other way.
Now, is that the one that was 0.536185?
I think it was 0.55. Hold on a second. The other way was Maybank rate divided by the positive number. So let's just try that again. So we use
No, wait. Just do it the opposite way.
So the Maybank rate, I just need to figure out the Maybank rate again to divide it by. So 3.15 divided by 365 equals times 29 equals, now I take that 0.25027 and divide that.
Now, wait. You said 0.25027397242?
I've got as far as 0.2502739
242. That's the last of it, approximately.
Okay.
Okay.
Divided by 0.4895.
6894.
94 equals 0.511. So 0.511. MVR divided by that.
Okay, now look at here. Now look at here. Look at here. When you did it one way, you got 0.707802.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When you did it the other way, you got 0.511.
Yes.
Okay? Now, so you kind of look at this a little bit and go, okay, let's look on the your low and high. So let's just see how far you're off. You're trying to find the point where your trebler is off. So if you add those two together, the two differences, you get 1.218802.
Yes. If
and
you
you're
add,
looking for 1.24833.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm doing? What we're doing here? We're trying to
yes.
let you see exactly where you are and how far you're off. If you're off, that'll tell you your divisor where you're off. Right?
Yes.
So it'll confirm for you where you are. So if you're at 1.218802 and you're looking for 1.24833, that would equal approximately 0.029528.
Yeah.
So that's interesting in and of itself. So now, You're within 3 cents off based on the max and the least, or doing it both ways, taking that aggregate. Because see, that's where that'll give you the number. And if that would have hit at zero, you'd know exactly that you were right between those two amounts that you required to make it work. If you could add it, the divisor one way, with adding the divisor from the other way, that tells you something. Do you get that? Now, that may be
yes.
a little bit of calculus, but you're good at calculus.
Another thing is if you take the answer, the 0.511211293 answer, so the 29-day Maybank rate divided by the answer of A over B.
Okay.
If you take that answer and you add to it the amplitude of C, so you add to
it. But the amplitude
it,
of, say that again. Okay, we were going
to. Not the amplitude of C, where.
Good,
the
okay, because we're fixing
the
intersection point. We're fixing to bust your chops. Go ahead, do that.
If you add to that number the intersection point, like the new X.
Yep.
And it's 6.7, but really when you flip it into the terms of the currency price, you can move the decimal back because all of these are, the decimals have been moved one to the right.
So 67.
So right now it is meeting at 6.787235. So if you move the decimal one to the left to account for the decimal move that you did originally, one to the right,
uh-huh.
and you add the 0.6787235 and the 0.511211293, you get awfully close to your A22.
0.511292?
21293.
0.511211293.
Yes.
And what's exactly total?
my total. So let me just write that down again. One second. Point. I need the. So 0.678-7235. So point 0.678.
Well, you're still off. You only get 1.18993643. So you're still off by that same amount. So apparently your X is off just a tear.
Yeah, I get 1.18993643.
That's what we just said.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Sorry,
now,
we
should that be the answer, adding that C? Because
well,
I understand
X,
the way
now
you...
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Easy trigger. If that is your new X, then the answer to that would be yes. But it's interesting because here you got an answer of 1.18993643. And you're trying to get 1.24833, and that's going to be approximately 0.058393573. So your 5 cents off.
Yeah, quite a bit difference in trade
from your new X. But now, because of your way you've calculated your angle, you could have missed a bit, because you remember your tangent is at your tangent that you're gauging those dots from, that turned into how many did you do it for?
I did it for 29 days.
So that turned into
10.6 blocks.
Good. 2/3, 10.6. Okay. Now you're 10.6. Now your amplitude that hits nowhere exactly close to that, is it?
The amplitude of C,
yeah,
hits the intersection point of C hits very close to that. Just to
well,
the
there's
left
your
of it.
Trouble. That's where you're off. If you had that a little more precise, it may be that it falls. Nope. Do you see how close you are? So now you got to look at it. You checked it as you went. And it was weird, but worked. It was weird, but worked. Weird, but worked. So if you're... What?
I'm nowhere near... I'm like... how many pips below the actual answer am I?
Well, you're within a nick. You're within a nickel.
I'm 580 pips off.
Not necessarily, because you've got to redefine and look more closely at your minus sine minus cosine. See, you have the benefit of knowing the correct answer. So by knowing the correct answer, you can now adjust and see where you went afoul. And when you got,
you know
16 digits. Yes.
Where?
In your ciphering.
What's that?
Well, ciphering is the thing that you do on your piece of paper.
Okay, so...
So now you are within, you're so close you can taste it. Here's what you got to do. Now you have practical appliers to play with. So we would say, remember back when we said, if there's a question, come back to B?
Will his phone go out? You there, Ian?
We are.
His session's over. We've come to the end, so if his phone's gone, it's all right. I was just going to comment in. So did you finish the number talk?
We were ciphering, giving him. Remember, if we went back from this end, we said, if there's a question, come back to this point of B in your position and put a dot by that B, because that's where it's a question. Well, now that's come up, and he's very, 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 very all over it from his calculations. He's just got to pay close attention to the Maybank rate of the exact calculation, and he needs to double-check his minus sine, minus cosine of C, do a little empirical research to make sure that he's plotting that the way it's supposed to go. Then also look at the exact point of his calculation of his tangent, because he's so close within that mark, he can see where he's got to adjust, since he has the benefit of knowing what the correct answer is supposed to be. That'll perfect the art enough to where he should be on it, Bob. He's on it.
Okay, so let's end with that.
But his calculation faltering is at C, apparently. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, and forever, Ernest Hemingway.